So that brings us to agenda item 4.12. This is an opportunity to receive input and comments from the public on issues that should be addressed or provisions that should be included in the 2026 Brazos G Regional Water Plan and the 2027 State Water Plan. I have, before I get to those who wish to make public comments, I have a couple of, is the Williamson County letter in y'all's packet? We received a couple of written comments. Was it in the packet? Okay. Neither one of these? Okay. So I'm going to read these to you so y'all can Jim, how you say this guy's name? Senior Director of Infrastructure. D-A-I-G-H.
Bob Day.
Yeah, Robert Day. Day. Robert Day, okay. Dear Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group members, excuse me, on behalf of Williamson County, we ask that you recognize that the Williamson County population and employment forecast have historically underestimated the values for Williamson County. The resulting water demand calculated using these deficient numbers is therefore also low. As a result, we're now facing potential water shortages. We're especially concerned regarding the ability of our small cities to meet the demands being placed upon them. Please recognize the immediacy of the issue and take the necessary steps to preclude a water shortage from occurring. Thank you for this opportunity to comment. Signed by Robert Day, Senior Director of Infrastructure, Williamson County. Then we received one from Jake Collingsworth, Chief of Staff for the Gulf Coast Water Authority. Says, I would like to submit the following public comments for the pre-planning public input meeting for the sixth cycle of regional water planning item 4.12. I request that the 2026 Brazos G Regional Water Plan address restricting non-agricultural Brazos alluvium well usage until such time it is determined pumping from Brazos alluvium wells does not impact the availability of water in the Brazos River for downstream users. I request that the 2026 Brazos G Regional Water Plan address the opportunity for collaboration among the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group, the Region H Water Planning Group, Brazos River Authority, and coastal wholesale providers to develop seawater desalination as a water portfolio option for the state of Texas. Thank you, signed Jake Collingsworth, Chief of Staff. It's the only two that I know that we have received so far. Yes. Jake Collingsworth, the Chief of Staff for Gulf Coast Water Authority. I have no other written comment submitted. I do have one comment form request to speak from Nicole Crane. Nicole, if you would please make your way to the podium, state your name, address, and who you're with, and we look forward to your comments.
Yes, my name is Nicole Crane. I'm here on behalf of the Aquila Water Supply District. My address is P.O. Box 917, Hillsborough, Texas 76645. I'm here on behalf of our customers, which are the Chat Water Supply Corporation, the Brandon Irene Water Supply Corporation, the City of Hillsborough, Files Valley Water Supply Corporation, who also supplies water to the Parker Water Supply Corporation, as well as the Hill County Water Supply Corporation. We've been meeting with our customers, and all of our customers are expressing a need for more water. And in the 2021 state plan, I think only one of our customers showed some sort of growth, and that was in 2070. But all of our customers are seeing developers coming in. I'm sure this is a problem for most of the Brazos G region, but we're having a bunch of developers coming in and breaking up the land and selling it off, which requires more water, and our population is growing due to the movement into our district. And we're just asking to be included in the state water plan, that all of our customers have needs. Aquila, all the water from Lake Aquila is sold, and we are the only supplier of water to our five customers. There is, and it has been proposed, that the level of the lake be raised, and that is one possibility that we would ask the planning board to consider, is raising the level of Lake Aquila so that we could provide more water to our customers. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Crane. Anybody have any questions for Ms. Crane before she leaves? Sorry.
That's okay. I'll do my best.
Any clarification? Okay. Ms. Crane, thank you for your comments. We do appreciate them. We will take them into consideration, and we look forward to working with you and your customers to come to conclusions of what you've addressed.
Thank you.
Thank you. I do not have any more forms, filled out forms. Is there anybody else from the public that's here that would like to speak? Okay.